This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said Thursday that people could choose a different company's brand for that next shot. Certain people who received Pfizer vaccinations months ago are already eligible for a booster. The advisor said certain Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients should qualify too. The Food and Drug Administration had already authorized such an expansion of the nation's booster campaign, but the CDC has the final word on who should roll up their sleeves. That ruling is expected soon. The United States on Thursday marked the successful distribution of 200 million COVID-19 vaccines to more than 100 countries, a move the White House says fulfills President Joe Biden's vow to become the world's arsenal of vaccines. The U.S. Agency for International Development said it also working to help develop and provide, rather, in need, those nations with related items such as support and testing, treatment, and protective equipment. Last week, the White House announced it was donating 17 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, bringing the total donation to the 55-state body to 50 million doses. Globally, the coronavirus has killed 4.9 million people in under 2 years, according to the World Health Organization. Law enforcement says U.S. actor Alex Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a film set in New Mexico. The female cinematographer was shot and was taken to the hospital where she died. The other individual treating at the hospital. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of the former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional inquiry into the January 6 rioting at the U.S. Capitol. A handful of Republican lawmakers joined Democrats in voting against Bannon. The citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. Democrats on the investigative committee argued that Bannon should not be allowed to ignore their subpoena for his testimony about his role in the mayhem at the Capitol and his conversations with Trump. But one Republican opposed the contempt citation. Representative Jim Banks contend the committee members were abusing their power to put Bannon in prison and accused the panel of conducting a sham investigation. More than 600 people have been charged with an array of offenses in connection with the January 6th insurrection. The chaos left 5 people dead. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles has resigned. Charles made the announcement hours after a video surfaced on Haitian social media of Wilson Joseph, the leader of the 400 Mewozo gang, threatening Prime Minister Ariel Henry and the police chief during what appeared to be an outdoor funeral. Joseph also threatened to kill the 17 missionaries he kidnapped on Saturday if his demands are not met. 400 Mewozo, one of Haiti's most violent gangs, kidnapped 17 missionaries, 16 Americans and a Canadian, including children, while they were visiting an orphanage. The gang is demanding a $1 million ransom for each person. Haitian media reported that France Elby, the Inspector General of the National Police, will replace Charles as chief. After a day of high-level talks in Colombia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing Friday a regional partnership to address deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. He said the U.S. will give much-needed financial help to manage protected areas and indigenous territories, and will help scale up low-carbon agricultural practices to farmers throughout the Amazon. The Amazon spans 8 countries in South America, including Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. The Amazon and other rainforests are crucial because they take in carbon dioxide and produce about 1/5 of the world's oxygen. About 1/3 of Colombia is in the Amazon. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.